Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. Today I want to talk about adjuvant or salvage radiation after radical prostatectomy for men with high-risk disease. That includes those with a Gleason score of 8 to 10 or having extracapsular disease at the time of their radical prostatectomy. We don't have a lot of information from randomized trials. One well-done U.S. trial did find after about 12 and a half years a small improvement in survival, benefiting about 1 in 9 men. A European randomized trial did not show a survival benefit at this time. There has been a recent non-random study by Hsu and co-workers from California. They looked at the CAPSURE database and found more than 300 men that had received radiation therapy, either as adjuvant or as salvage. Salvage being defined as men having a measurable PSA. The problem with the study is that it's not randomized, and therefore interpreting the results must be done with great care. What they did find is those men who had received adjuvant radiation therapy had the best overall survival. Those men who got radiated when their PSA was relatively low, meaning less than 1 nanogram per ml, did almost as well as the men receiving adjuvant therapy. But those who didn't receive salvage therapy until the PSA was greater than 1 had the worst outcome. So one of their conclusions is that waiting until the PSA is greater than 1 transcends into the worst overall survival and cancer-specific survival. Now, there are a number of problems with trying to make an interpretation from their results. Number one, the radiation dose was not standardized, and it looks like men getting around 70 gray do better than those getting about 60 gray or 66 gray. So it's difficult to make that interpretation. Number two, by selecting different PSA levels in a non-random fashion at which to institute salvage radiation, it lends itself to very difficult interpretation. Perhaps there is an optimal PSA level that makes the most sense to deliver adjuvant or salvage radiation therapy. And the problem with giving radiation to everyone with high-risk disease, regardless of what their PSA is, may overtreat many men in order to help a small number. So I think we're still left with the same dilemma of number one, not knowing for sure that adjuvant radiation is clearly better than giving salvage radiation when the PSA becomes detectable. What that magical PSA detectable level is still is unclear. We know that a measurable PSA greater than 0.2 is a real change. And although there can be some fluctuations, that indicates that men are more likely to develop a recurrence. So why wait until the PSA level gets to be greater than 1 before instituting therapy? By waiting until there's at least a measurable PSA, you can reduce the number of men that would get radiation that they would never need. But ultimately, the question comes down to the following. Is immediate adjuvant radiation therapy in men with high-risk disease clearly better than waiting until the PSA becomes detectable? We're going to need a randomized trial to really answer that question. For now, I still think that we can offer men who have high-risk disease adjuvant therapy, recognizing that perhaps around 90% of them are going to get a treatment that doesn't help them. Fortunately, quality of life surveys have demonstrated a relatively small negative impact from giving the adjuvant radiotherapy. Nevertheless, it would be much better if we could tailor the treatment to those men that really need it and avoid it in those that don't. And at this point in time, despite the findings from this uncontrolled trial, we still don't have a good answer on how best to approach men who have this high-risk finding after radical prostatectomy. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.